to take just a few moments to talk about, to give a little bit of wrap-up from the panel discussions, and we have many of the panelists sitting right down here in the front. I think, Claire, there's a microphone right there. I just wanted to hear from the panelists a few thoughts they might have, insights, reflections from the panel discussion, things they thought were interesting, things they'd like to take note of, things they're taking away with them, and just very brief kind of comments. And I know a person or two from my session, which was envelope, have to leave rather quickly, so I want to start with that one. And Ron or Dave Olshinsky, you want to make a comment about some of the things you heard? The microphone's right there. From the panel discussion, just briefly.
Thanks. Well, the overriding thing that came out of almost all the conversations I had today, and by the way, thank you for enlightening me on a number of different issues that I had no idea about. So I now know who the chiller expert is in the United States, and I have your card. The main thing that I got was the difficulty all of you are having in trying to find the right person to be in front of that's making decisions. And there's no easy answer. There's no silver bullet to this one. But it's a process that we've all been through before, and that is trying to do that hard legwork to try to find out who that person would be. But I can tell you that by working through local associations like BOMA, NAOP, and others, you're more likely to find those people and nail down who they might be in different companies. It's not going to be the same type of person. So, but you can almost always find your way through that maze by going through the billing manager to start with. And then finding out who that person reports to. What you want to find out is who that building manager submits his budget to. That's who you want to know about, okay? And it may go upstream from that, but probably not. Those decisions get made pretty close to the building. It's just probably not made by the building manager all the time. So that was the thing I got from it mostly.
Thank you. Dave, do you have a comment from the panel itself? Dave Olshinsky, right there.
The one thing that I took out of this is that there's a lot of people out there that have a lot of new ideas, and we all would like to hear what these new ideas are, so if you have them, please pass them on to us. I know that the new system that we've got here is going to be helpful, but without you guys telling us what's going on out there, we don't really know. I mean, we all drill down on our day-to-day work and just keep going forward, so any new ideas, new concepts, anything you want to share with us, please contact us, and we'll take a look at it.
Thank you. So you can just keep the mic down there. We want to also hear comments from the HVAC group. That's David Harpring, David Robinson, Steve Swinson, and Scott Williams. Thoughts, reflections, takeaways from that session? Scott?
I appreciated the comments that when manufacturers ask the questions that are related to, we want to develop a product that helps meet you. What are your needs going forward? We want to meet with you and find out what your needs are and how we can make our product better to fit your needs versus, here's a piece of equipment, how can you use it? So just, the majority of them were like that today. The questions were, how can you help us make our product better so that you can use it more effectively? So I was appreciative of that.
So that approach was customer-centric? Yes. Okay. Yes. Other thoughts on this? On the HVAC group? Or takeaways? Okay. And then the refrigeration group? Drew, you want to start with that one? Or no? Yep. Glenn Barrett, Jim McClendon, and Michael Sweet.
First, thanks for everybody that attended it. I thought it was some really good discussions there. I think a key takeaway from the meeting was really not anything new, but the open consensus of how much this industry is going to change going forward, perhaps more so than any of the other industries represented here. Refrigeration changing into integrated design approach and breaking down some of the barriers of the past in order to achieve new efficiency goals is really on the forefront, and it means a fundamental redesign of business models, certainly a new look at technology in those areas. But it came out, it was discussed openly. I don't think it's anything new, but it's good to hear that discussion in an open format and kind of see some head nods going that way, that, yeah, we recognize it and we embrace it. Glenn, you've got anything else? Where is that?
Any other comments from from the refrigeration group? Drew, do you want to comment on that? We hold down the button there.
I think Jim covered it pretty well. The one thing I would add, and I think I heard this from a couple of the feedbacks from some of the facilitators, was the real need for consistent ways to measure equipment that we've never done before. Hospital equipment, medical equipment, refrigeration equipment, just a way to even know how it operates and what sort of energy we can expect out of that. I'm not talking about regulations. I'm just talking about methods of how to measure what they do if you know what the equipment's configured with. So I think that's something we heard consistently from all the Alliance members as well.
You mean at the subsystem level or overall use or?
Both. Because I think in a lot of cases, there's no way to compare two pieces of equipment today except on cost, because that's the only thing you know about, and you may not know about its energy use at all.
Okay. And then the plug and process load folks, Dave Hunt working with Dwayne Schmell and Brian Weldy.
So our particular breakout session probably the largest, but we did discuss some pretty important topics. I've noted here three of the largest challenges with plug and process loads. One of them is that in many cases the use of the equipment is not optional, things that you can't turn off, servers, medical equipment, things of that nature. So there's some limitations to how much energy can be saved there. A lot of manufacturers don't really think about energy efficiency when they make equipment. So, you know, that's not high on their priority list. And so oftentimes you don't have the option to buy equipment that's more energy efficient. It's really just, you know, you're stuck with an MRI or a CT scanner, and it does its job, but it's maybe not particularly energy efficient. And a lot of this equipment cannot be controlled through an EMS system. I mean, it's either on or off, and so you can't really cycle it on or off or dim it. Some of the biggest opportunities would be to increase efficiency would be to maybe you can shift the run times on some of this equipment. Maybe you can use it at night during off-peak scheduling times. It would be nice if some manufacturers provided a standby or a low power mode so that some equipment that normally would just be typically on or off could be in a standby situation. And then another opportunity would be to modify how you use the equipment and train your staff on turning the equipment off. And so there might be some opportunities there on how the equipment's used itself.
And the other part of our panel dealt with, we had a representative from Brian Weldy from HCA. And I don't know if Brian's still here. The issues that we came up with, well, first of all, was the plug loads is increasing very quickly in the hospitals to the point where they're now starting to draw a lot of management attention. So the issues that were identified were, first of all, evolving technologies are largely, the evolution of technologies is largely driven by the vendors. And the technologies were broken down into two groups. First of all, there's what's called standard equipment. And an example of that given was the surgery lights are now, they're now using LEDs on the surgery lights. And so the question that we were asking was, does this represent an opportunity to, the surgery lights in particular, does this represent an opportunity to establish a market-based specification that could be used to drive the development of these lights in the future? The other type of technology is the high-tech items, and these are the diagnostic and imaging type equipment that we usually hear about. And the challenge listed for that one is how can you come up with efficiency standards for medical equipment when design and construction standards are always changing. And so the opportunity that we identified, it's kind of early on, but it's to look at the Energy Alliance that's now starting up, and to see if out of that group there can form some sort of effort to start to address those issues. And then the third one was, and this was kind of an interesting but quick discussion, was that the doctors are stakeholders in this. All buildings have tenants, and in the case of hospitals, the doctors are pretty important ones. And so they not only do things like establish what the temperature requirements are, but they also establish what the equipment requirements are and the performance requirements of that equipment.
Thank you. You can hand that back to Claire. And then finally, the final panel was the controls panel, James Darish, David Jeffers, Robert Keller, John Millard, and Corey Zarecki.
First, back to the suppliers who are wondering how to get to the right people. I mean, you have alliance members all over the place here, and I'd be contacting the alliance members. They can try out the technology and validate that stuff for you, and then help spread the word for you, and it'll help you get to the right person because they'll be contacting you. From the controls breakout, we had different buildings from different sectors, and while we had some specific instances that were quite different, it was quite interesting. I thought it was going to be a lot more different, but we had, I'd say, 80% of the same issues and problems, as well as potential solutions. All of us need data, accessibility that's clear, concise, easy to understand, a lot of data access that has a lot of information for trending capabilities. Interoperability systems that talk, more pieces of equipment that are on the system as well, and get energy information from those units. Integration with the building management system with other services, fire, lights, safety, IT and security, and then codes that have robust metrics, and that we work with ASHRAE and talk about codes that should potentially be changed over time.
Thank you. The theme of integration rears its head again. Okay, so we do have time for a few questions from any of you in the audience that wish to ask them to our panelists. I think that many of you got a chance to ask your specific questions in the speed dating segment. At least that's my hope. But if there are any additional or final questions at this point, you wish to step up. There's a microphone there in the center aisle, if you wish to do so.
Okay. I think they want to go to the reception.
I think, okay. It is a little late in the day. The next item on the agenda is to talk about the steps going forward from here, the pathway forward. Drew, you want to start this off, and then we'll do a little bit of, when Drew's finished, we'll do just a little bit of assessment from y'all, what you thought about the day, how we could improve it, things like that.
No, I'm not doing another presentation. I just think you didn't want to see Dave's name for the rest of the afternoon. I first want to thank a few people here before we go on to next steps. National Laboratories, Argonne, Oak Ridge, P&L, NREL, and LB&L. Whoa, okay. If you're from one of those laboratories, could you stand up? Other contractors that have been supporting CBI and DOE, keep standing, Steve. Other contractors, Simone, Amy, others, please. Yes, Booz Allen, please. Okay, I just want to show you, you're seeing about a third of the team currently. We've got a huge group of people behind DOE that are really helping us to make this happen, and I would like to, everybody, give them a round of applause. So I just want to emphasize what Doug already said. We need your feedback. You'll get a link by email to an online evaluation form. It really will help us find out what worked, what didn't, what you liked, what you didn't, where you want more time. We use that from the June summit that we held in Golden where we didn't have but half the number of people there, and I think it really helped to improve this one with our breakouts, with the speed dating and new things. We need that because we're going to do this again in a couple months, except not HVAC. We're going to do a lighting summit in New York right after Light Fair in early May, so we really need that. The presentations will be up on the website. You can see them once you've done the evaluation form. That's how we're going to play this. It worked great last time, so. We will be launching this spring two of the alliances, and we're really looking forward to that. I think we've got a lot of buzz in the marketplace about what's going on. You see, with the Retailer Energy Alliance, we've got 30 members. We didn't start out with that. We started out with about 15 at the launch. We're already at that with the commercial real estate, and the Hospital Energy Alliance has been growing as well over time, so I'm excited about that. One of the things we will be doing is looking at other business markets this next year, colleges and universities, state and local government, other things that we can do. So we welcome your feedback on that as well on the evaluation form. There will be a place to do that. One of the things we want to think about and want your feedback on, should we do another summit? Not in Chicago in January, but really how that will help. We heard a number of things, but I need your feedback on those forms really to help us make it better. Last thing as far as follow-up that I want to say is I want to thank Claire and Ashray again for all their help. It's been invaluable in making sure this happened. They pulled off something since late November that I wasn't sure was going to happen, but a lot of the organization here was because of their efforts and making sure that everybody got the information they needed. So, Claire, and please thank Cassandra. And before I hand it back over to Doug, I just want to thank all of you. We know what a hard economic climate it is right now and how difficult it is for a lot of people, and I think we didn't have as many as we thought because of travel restrictions, and I know that's true. A lot of the Alliance members couldn't travel for that reason. So thank you for spending your time. You gave a day to talk to us and try to give us feedback. You are part of the alliances in many respects because we've all got to work together to really solve this. So thank you very much.
Of course, Drew Crawley and the DOE team are the brains and the core and the coordinators behind all of this. So one more time for Drew. And Terry Logie. I've worked with DOE now for almost 20 years. Boy, it's so nice to see this much traction. I got to tell you, it really, really is rewarding for me personally. We can do this two different ways. You can send your email evaluations into us. We can spend 5 minutes processing this right now. What would be your preference? You want to go to the reception or you want to spend 5 minutes now?
I'm not going to let you get off that easy.
Change. Yes.
Actually, I did think the speed dating was very productive, albeit too short. I think we ought to extend it 6 to 8 minutes.
We're thinking the same thing, perhaps 6 minutes. How many of you thought speed dating was especially productive? A real highlight of the day? Yeah? What about the panel sessions themselves? What did you think about that? Were they on target? Do they suit your needs? Do they provide enough opportunity for you to exchange information? What do you think? I need to hear from somebody. Yes.
Yes, I thought it was very productive and informative.
What did you all think about splitting them up that way? In the previous supplier summit, we had a broader, more global presentation.
I can't speak to how it worked previously. I think there might be benefit in having it all together. I think we had a small enough group that it might have worked here, and it sounds like there's a lot of synergy that would have been interesting to have the overlap so we didn't get.
Okay. Additional thoughts on that? How many of you prefer having kind of segmented like that? So about less than half of you. So maybe you got a lot of sympathetic voices here. You want to add on? Yeah. Well, I'll just repeat it. Go ahead. That feature, that integrative feature? Oh, I see. So you've got an opportunity to participate in more than one. I see. Okay. Okay, yes, I see. Several heads nodding that way. Yes?
Will there be notes from the breakout sessions?
Will there be notes from the breakout sessions available?
Yes, that'll be part of what we post when we post the presentations.
I know that Akoya and DOE tried hard to make sure we had note-takers and, in fact, competent note-takers at each of the sessions. So I think there'll be some good notes there. So what do you think about doing this again? Drew mentioned that Light Fair in May in New York City, they intend to do a supplier summit focused on lighting and maybe some other ancillary or related to lighting sorts of factors. In addition to that, would you like to do this again in the future? What do you think the sequence would be or the spacing between those events or specialization areas?
Well, I think another program perhaps in a year, Orlando for ASHRAE, that resonates better, I think, than Chicago and ASHRAE. But also I think with the activities that you have going on and some of the activities you'll have going on in terms of reviewing different technologies, you may have an opportunity by a year from now to actually be able to report on some of your findings and perhaps some real-world findings on some of the Alliance members of what their experiences have been with some of these emerging technologies.
And Drew, I was going to ask you because I was unclear. So do these individuals, do they have to join an Alliance to have access to a lot of this information that's on the website, and particularly the, for example, evaluation of technology options as they emerge?
Most of the information is publicly available. It's a government website. There will probably be some parts of the websites that will not be accessible. But for the most part, we're going to try to make it as open and transparent as possible with as much information up there.
Some of the national account stuff's a little more restricted.
I think from the national account standpoint, what we're going to restrict information to is business-sensitive, business-process-related. But for energy efficiency and lessons learned from any technologies or systems we put together, that's part of what we want to provide out there.
And Dave Hunt, when you're doing the review process, is that stuff open until it's cleared through, or do you somehow shelter that information in the review process?
One of the things we're telling the vendors is that we are treating this as proprietary. However, what we will probably try to do is break them down into general technology groups and provide information in an overview fashion. Okay.
Thank you. So then additional questions, comments on the summit? Did you have an additional comment? No? Okay. So did you have a comment? Please step forward.
In order to expedite the process of integrating all these great technologies with the end users, how can we invite potentially the end user to these symposiums in a way, you know, building owner and developers themselves, you know, we're involved with the ICSC, maybe tying in with some of the end user conferences where you have the people who you ultimately want to connect. You have a room full of people right here who want to connect with them. So it's a great opportunity where the supply and demand meet.
Yeah, and of course, that's the entire purpose for this, but Drew, follow on.
We have been doing some of that. We've made presentations at the FMI Energy Conference. I did a presentation with Target at the ICSC Center Build in December. And we're looking for other opportunities to get the word out. So if you know of those, partly we'd like to get information on that on our website so that people know about these opportunities, but also any opportunities for other projects. Conferences to get the word out.
Additional thoughts or comments? So, yes.
Now, one of the things that occurs to me is that you've done something here very unique that any individual company struggles to do. And what you've done is you've organized this in such a way that you've got, let's just pick a market, hospitals.
for me, I would struggle to get to the hospitals, or for me, I would struggle to get to the building industry. So it would seem to me that a logical extension of this is to find some way to bring this global entity that you've got, let's just pick commercial buildings, and vendors together by, for example, in BOMA, there are associate memberships that are associated with that. Because what you've done is if, for example, I went to the hospital industry, I'd be going to something that's fragmented. What you've done is pulled it together for me so it's a much easier to be able to get to it. So that's just a suggestion.
And I'd go on to say that the resources that the Department of Energy, with their supporting players, the national laboratories and consultants, that platform, I think, provides an once you start poking around in there, you're going to find there's a tremendous amount of stuff, information, potential there for you to further find those connections and links. Yeah. Okay, so I think that's one of the tasks for the alliances collectively is to figure out how more people can play different kinds of membership, perhaps a variety of things like that. Yeah? Okay. Additional comments? Questions? Yes, please.
Since you guys are the inside, the DOE, can you give us any insights as the government's thinking about programs in general for building? There was some brief mention about carbon caps or things like that. You're the inside guys. Give us the scoop.
I'm a private consultant. Drew?
They don't pay me enough. Last year on the Hill...
You're saying this puts you in an awkward spot?
Yes, it does. I'll just say that last year on the Hill, there were 20, 30 bills related to carbon, energy, various things. A lot of them had similar sorts of attributes, but I think we're going to see something in terms of cap and trade. We're right now thinking that we're going to see three major bills this year. The stimulus package right now, which is to get people back to work, get people buying things again. I'm seeing something in the paper today about they want to do something about people buying cars. So, hey, maybe I'll get a rebate. I need a new car. I think also there may be an energy-related bill. There are lots of unleft things from the last few years that need to be done. There are tax credits. Some of them got extended, but I don't think they did. And we don't have a very robust one in the commercial sector. Yes, there's money available for doing that, but it's not easy to get, and it's partly because of the way Congress structured it. We've got ideas on how to do that if we can get to Congress. But I think there will be a carbon bill of some sort. I can't tell you, man, I see bills, and by the time we've seen the final, it's gone through so many iterations, you don't even recognize it. So it's tough to really forecast what your representatives do on the Hill. I can say that because I live in the district and we don't have a representative. So, but you're going to see a lot of movement here. There's definitely the will on Capitol Hill to do something. President Obama has been very aggressive about it. Our new secretary, Dr. Chu, who came from Berkeley Lab, by the way, was really instrumental in really pushing them to think of efficiency renewables. They had a program there for a lot of years, but to get aggressive about it. So I expect to see that same sort of response in our department, which is great. I haven't had a secretary in years that had any idea what efficiency and renewables were. So you will see big changes this year. What they are, stay tuned.
As I travel around, I see a lot of states, a lot of utilities, many of which have rebates available. They're not great rebates, like based on part load instead of part, and, or based on full load instead of part load. And there are other states that have wonderful rebates. I know that New Jersey just announced a Smart Star rebate that is $300 a ton or something like that, which is installed cost for chillers. It's great. Do you see any emphasis in DOE to increase some sort of a package to get utilities to do more rebates so that the end users have that payback to pay for the premium stuff that we want to provide them to give them what they want?
I don't know whether that's going to happen. I know that we've been trying to work with a number of the utilities to try to give them, as I talked about, the commercial lighting solution, something that's uniform so it's easier for them to administer, easier for the end user to take, because if you've got 50 different utilities or more to deal with, it's very difficult for them to work. Some of the things I saw batted around in the stimulus package, and I don't know whether it's in there or not, was DOE grants to individuals to retrofit their homes. No longer the tax credit through the IRS, send us proof that you bought the product and you get a check in the mail. I don't know, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen right now, but there's a lot of very innovative things out there. They talked about nationwide incentives to do that. How that gets implemented, by whom, I don't know right now.
Final comments and questions? Okay, so then one of the nice things that I get to do is to thank everybody one more time. I thank all the people that organized this event. Thank the presenters and the panelists. Thank all of the supportive sponsors. And especially thank you for your sense of good humor and trying something different. I hope this worked out well for you. That's DOE's and all of the persons in the Alliance. That, of course, is their key interest. We're all trying to advance all of this at the same time in the interest of energy, independence, security, and, of course, advancing the bottom line for all of you. So many thanks. Safe travels, and the reception begins now in the State Ballroom on this floor right down the hall. Thanks a lot.